Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Krisis, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalet. Chaticha shel Chulin, Chaticha shel Kodesh. This person had a piece of ordinary meat. By the way, we've mentioned this before, just to remind you. How do you say weekday? Chayil, weekday. How do you say an ordinary piece of meat as opposed to Hegdish? Chulin, it's the same word. What happens? Vadi, the children that listen to the Mishnayos are only Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. They act in such a way that it's a Kiddush Hashem. They're Hegdish. Let's say you have a boy Nebuch that doesn't learn Torah, or doesn't have good midas, and he does something which is a Chil Hashem. What does the word Chil mean? Same as Chulin. It's devoid of Hashem. What's going on here? This person's supposed to be learning Torah. I don't see Hashem's presence in him. If he's going to throw a piece of garbage out of the bus or something. So it's the same word. Chilul, Chulin, Chayil. A Chayil means empty. Sometimes a person who passed away, it's called a Chayil. Empty of life. So either way, Chaticha shel Chulin, we have a piece of ordinary meat. V'chaticha shel Kodesh, and a piece of Kodesh meat. Achal achas many ate one of them, but ve'en yidua ezemen achal. It's not known which one he ate. The din is potter. This is the sheet of the Chachamim who say, an asham tali is only for something where if he knew that he vada was over the chait, he would bring a chatas. But being that by me'ila, if he knew vada he was ma'il behegdish, there's an asham me'ilais, not a chatas. So therefore, on the suffix, there is no asham tali. And as we learned, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva mechayiv ba'asham tali. Rabbi Akiva says, no, on suffix me'ila, you also bring an asham tali. Like we learned in the previous Mishnahs. Okay, let's go back to this person over here who had in front of him a piece of ordinary meat and a piece of Hegdish meat. He ate one, didn't know which one. Now, Ochel es Hashnei, he eats the second one, B'shoigeg. It has to be B'shoigeg because there's no Mi'il B'mezit. So he forgot, whatever, he ate the second one. Now maybe Ashem Vadai. Why? Because one of the pieces was Hegdish, and he ate both. A third case would be, Ochel Echad Esad Hashayin, if one person ate the first piece, Yibo Acher V'Ochel Esad Hashniyah, and another person came and ate the second piece. You remember which piece you ate? No. You know which piece you ate? No. So Zeh Mevi Ashem Tali, V'Zeh Mevi Ashem Tali. This person brings an Ashem Tali, and this person brings an Ashem Tali, because each one could have eaten the Hegdish piece. Divi Rabbi Akiva as I held Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon says, this case is different. You want to say one person ate either Hegdish meat or Chulin meat, so it's a suffix. But over here, it's a suffix and it's a vada. It's a suffix in regard to each person. But it's a vada that one of them ate the Hegdish meat because there were two pieces of meat here. An ordinary piece and a Hegdish piece. And both were eaten. So over here, what we would do is, says Rav Shimon, Shneim Mevi'im Asham Echad, both of them bring one Asham, Bishutfis, as partners. And they're going to say to each other, if you're the one that ate the Hegdish, I'm Moichel my Chelik to you, and it's your Asham. And the other one says, if you're the one that ate the Hegdish, I'm Moichel my Chelik to you, and it's your Asham. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein Shneim Mevi'im Asham Echad. No, two people can't bring one Asham. You can't make this tnai. Rabbi Yossi Hol says the Batanura, there is no tnai bekarbonis. That this doesn't work. You can't bring one and say either or. So what then do we do? Well, it depends what you hold like. If you hold like the Chachamim, who say there's no Ashem Tali for Safik Mila, both aren't going to bring a carbon. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, each one should bring an Ashem Tali. But the halacha is like the Chachamim, says about Tanura, that we don't bring an Ashem Tali on Safik Me'ila. Ashem Tali is only where if we knew for sure he was over the Chait, he would bring a Chata. So, chazing over our Mishnah over here, Perik Hei Mishnah Dalet. Someone had a piece of ordinary meat and a piece of Hegdish meat. He ate one of them, he doesn't know which one he ate. The Chachamim say there's no Ashem Tali for this, because there's no Chatas for a Vadai. Rabbi Akiva says, yes, there is an Ashem Tali, even though there's no Chatas for the Vadai, because for the Vadai it's just an Ashem. If this same person ate the second piece as well, now he can bring an Ashem Vadai, because he knows for sure he ate the Hegdish. even though he doesn't know which one was the Hegdish. But Lamaisa, he ate both. A third case in the Mishnah was, one person ate the first one, somebody else ate the second one, so each one brings their own Asham Tali, says Rabbi Akiva. Shema says, no. I know between the two, the Hegdish was eaten, so they can bring a carbon b'shutfis as partners. Say, this is an Asham Vade, either it's yours or it's mine. It's yours, I'm Michael Mechelik to you. And the other one says, if it's yours, I'm Michael Mechelik to you. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi says that there is no shutfis by karbonis, but the told us that the Allah is like the Chachamim, who hold that there's no Asham Toli for Safik Me'ila, being that it's Vadai is an Asham, not a Chatas. Asham Toli is only for when Bevadai you would bring a Chatas. Remember, when we say Vadai, we mean Vadai Shoigig, not Mezid.